Good afternoon. Let me start by saying that where we are in the case, as most of you know, Mr. Franklin was headed towards a preliminary hearing in court, which was scheduled for a week or two ago. The district attorney's office made a decision to go around the preliminary hearing portion of the case and went directly to the county grand jury. This past Monday, Mr. Franklin was brought out of the county jail, appeared in Department 100, and the grand jury's indictment was solidified, and a date of June 1st is the next court date for Mr. Franklin. For now, it goes on to the trial mode. So while the district attorney's office and the court system continues with the prosecution of the 11 counts that have been filed against Mr. Franklin, the detectives here at the Los Angeles Police Department continue to investigate other crimes that may involve Mr. Franklin. So today, we are going to share with you some information, but first, I'd like to draw your attention to back around the holidays, the Christmas holidays. We started with a series of photos of 180 photographs. We have 55 remaining unidentified women in the photos that are displayed to my left. We are, you know, just this morning we identified another young lady that was on there. We talked to her this morning. She was fine. So our wish is to continue to chip away at the 55 photos that you see there. Now, in addition to that, we have some photos that you have not seen before. And the reason for that is we knew the identities of 7 of the 8 women that we are going to concentrate on today. The first is a murder victim, Inez Warren, directly to my right, with the 4 photos of the same woman. And she was found murdered in an alley off of Western Avenue between 103rd and 104th Streets on August 15th of 1988. She had sustained a single small caliber gunshot wound to the left side of her chest. She was transported and expired a short time later at Martin Luther King Hospital during emergency surgery. Miss Warren had her frequent area of hanging around was 74th Street in Figueroa neighborhood. She had a similar lifestyle to our other victims involving the street, narcotics, and occasionally prostitution. The other women that you see in the displayed 6 photos there, the top 2 girls, women, and the woman depicted on my far left, who was previously number 117 in our display of 180 photos, those 3 women, and we have these 2 over here, is Ayella Marshall, who was 18 years old when she went missing in February of 2005. She is a Hawthorne Police Department missing persons case. And then next to her we have Rolinia Morris. She was 29 years old when she went missing in September of 2005. Now, the reason that those 3 women are of special interest to us is that the identification of Miss Marshall and Miss Morris were found in the possession of Mr. Franklin. The photo that you see on the unknown, unidentified, singled out young lady to my left, that photo was also in the possession of Mr. Franklin. In addition to identification, Miss Marshall, who had the other 2 photos? No, the additional photos, who had those? Which girl? Okay. Ms. Morris, in addition to her Nevada identification card that was in his possession, also had some photographs of her in compromising positions. So the reason that those three are of the utmost importance to us is the location at Mr. Franklin's residence that these three items were recovered. And they were separate and apart than the majority of the photos that we've been working on. And the these photos were also accompanied with photos of our 2007 victim, Janisha Peters, that he had in this little collection. So it doesn't, obviously we hope for the best. We have the families sitting in the back of both these young ladies, and we wish nothing more than to find them alive and well. But the circumstances are gloomy. So the bottom four women that we have depicted here are women that have, again, are identified as their information is there. We have a Miss Davis, Giles, Knox, and Parker. They go back, they have been missing their official LAPD missing persons that were reported back in at the time of their disappearance. And it stretches back to 1982 for Miss Davis, Giles, 1991, Miss Knox, 1993, and Anita Parker, 1988. I think that should be in 98. But the those young ladies, the families of those young ladies came to us after the arrest in last July of Mr. Franklin, and they brought to our attention that they had been similar lifestyles again as the other victims that have been charged, and that they frequented the 81st and Western Avenue neighborhood, which is where Mr. Franklin lives or did live. And then again, those women have not been seen in a long, long time. So that's our hope. We're trying to develop information on these people to just figure out what we can, what additional things we can come up with to try to solve the cases of their disappearances. So, and we leave anything out? Oh, I'm sorry. The I talked about for Ms. Marshall and Ms. Morris, and we will put these out for you to take pictures of, but the identification of Ayala Marshall that was recovered in his possession at his home was her Hawthorne High School identification card. And then on Miss Morris, he had in his possession her Nevada, State of Nevada identification cards. So I will put these out so that you can take pictures of them, that type of thing. But again, this was part of his little collection in isolated from everything else we've been working on. Not to say that that's the only thing, or I'm not really sure. I mean, we're still scratching away trying to come up with the information on this, on the case. So